Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, Brian, we sit there and we talk about, you know, how the challenges of, is this coaching staff going to be here? You know, what are you doing at quarterback? And the one thing everybody seems to agree on right now is, well, you got to do something about your offensive line. Because right now, as it stands, you don't know with confidence who's playing three separate positions on your offensive line. You know, Tyler Smith will play one of those three positions, but you're not sure where yet. And then it's whatever's left over between left tackle and left guard and center that you've got to figure this out. Now, we talked in the last episode, you know, they could go a couple different routes. You can draft a tackle or a center and then move Tyler Smith based on that. You can say, hey, we're going to commit to guys that are already in the building. We're going to go Hoffman at center, Bass at guard, Tyler Smith at tackle. You can go through these different combinations if you want. But with all the focus that's been there on offensive line, some people talking about, hey, get an offensive lineman in the first, get one in the third. Like, let's throw as much, like, resources at this as we can. The question I'm wondering at this point is, what might we be neglecting? What is something that might need more attention than we're currently discussing and saying, hey, look, you've got to find resources to devote to this position, whether it's, look, Brandon Cooks, CeeDee Lamb, that's great, but you got to find better depth at receiver behind those two, especially now that Michael Gallup's gone. You still don't know what Jalen Tolbert's going to be. You know, you look at the defensive line, you've lost four defensive linemen this offseason. Yeah. Got to go get some more. Linebackers, Eric Kendricks and Overshown come back from injury. Is that enough to cover what you need? Do you need safety? So just taking a look at that, Brian, what would you say is an area of this team or an area of this roster right now that we're maybe not giving enough attention and focus to as, hey, they need to get better here?
Yeah, I think that to me, Bobby, when you start to talk about this team and really where it's at, the defensive side of the ball is just, you know, I think about defensive tackle. I know you don't have a one technique. We've talked about that a bunch. Linebackers, you know, I was on with Vach Lombardi this morning. He and I were talking about, you know, with Kendricks, Overshown, Clark, are you a little bit better there? Can you kind of find a way to work around that? Safeties, interchangeable, do they have the right combinations of guys for that? I think is something that we have to look at. Corner, I think you got three guys, you know, with Bland, and then with Diggs, you know, we'll see with Diggs coming back. Jordan Lewis playing the nickel. Maybe you want to add another guy there. You could address every single spot on the defensive side of the ball, and it would probably help your team.
Yeah.
If you said they took a linebacker, and by the way, you know, Peyton Wilson, the very talented linebacker one on my board from North Carolina State, is a 30-visit guy.
Oh, so, okay.
you know, they're going to look at the injuries there. You know, I'm sure that the doctors are, you know, I'm sure they saw him at the combine. He's been had two clean seasons, you know, but they're going to study him a little bit more. He's an incredible player. We all know that about the kid. You know, he is banged up, though. I mean, he has an injury history, put it that way. Shoulders, knee, things like that you're going to have to deal with. But your question is, what position are we just overlooking? Just anything you take on defense is probably going to help. I just don't think they have a defensive tackle, though, especially a one technique. We'll see with Mozzie Smith. You know, Mike Zimmer is going to, you know, try and get Mozzie Smith, you know, to be the type of player that we saw him at Michigan. He's going to try. You know, we'll see if Mozzie can do that. But they really don't have. That's why, you know, when you look at mock drafts and stuff like that at 24, you know, you start to you look at the Texas kid Sweat.
Yeah.
Look at Fisk from Florida State. And if you took either one of those guys, people say, well, that's a damn reach. Not for a team that doesn't have any of these guys, you know? It's not a reach. They need that kind of player.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at on that.
I don't know. I guess one of the areas I'm looking at right now, Brian, as something that I think needs more focus, and I kind of referenced it right at the beginning, but look, Brandon Cooks is going to be a year
wide
older.
Receiver.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks is going to be.
I don't feel as bad, Bobby, because and I'm sorry, I'll let you finish here real quick. I just don't feel as bad because the depth. We did a mock draft on DallasCowboys.com yesterday on the draft show, and Brian Thomas was still on the board when we picked at 24. And now you go down and there's all these receivers. You know, you could get down to the fifth round on some of these receivers, and you're like, damn, I'm glad I got this guy. You know, I kind of feel like you can address that, not having to take. 1, 2, or 3.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yeah, that's fair. But just, I mean, to me, what I look at it as, like, if you do double dip on the offensive line, you've got potentially a running back you're taking in the second. I mean, you're talking about potentially neglecting, because at that point you would not take a receiver in the fifth round, I don't think. Because at that point you've done nothing to your defense and you really could use depth all across the board. So you're talking about, like, You're getting deeper into this draft and there's no receiver that you've touched yet. And with Cooks a year older, teams are going to target CeeDee Lamb. They're going to bracket him. They're going to try and take him out as much as you can. I just wonder if they've done enough to cover the receiver position. Now, running back is another one. A lot of people want to devalue running back. And I know we've talked about who they could be targeting potentially in the second or third round at running back. But they got to have somebody to carry the ball because right now they're just really thin there, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I think everything lines up with Brooks from Texas.
Makes a ton of sense.
It's just too clean. Dr. Cooper doing the surgery, Brian Schottenheimer going to a pro day, 30 visit. You know, it just makes too much sense. Me personally, if you miss on Brooks, if you miss on Benson, and we don't know if they like either one of these guys. They might not like Benson for all we know, you know. But like Lloyd from USC, Wright from Tennessee, Allen, you know, we'll see. I mean, there's some, you're starting to hear some whispers about Allen, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. To me, I feel like the depth at wide receiver, if you told me, like on my board, we mentioned Baker from Central Florida.
Yep.
fifth round, McCaffrey, Rice, you know, Johnny Wilson, Florida State. Johnny Wilson might be, you know, he might be a big, they might make him a tight end. They might make him Darren Waller is who they might make him.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, Jackson, I mentioned from Tulane, Burton from Alabama, you know, Washington, USC, you know, there's, you know, there's guys. I mean, I feel good about all those guys. You know, I really do feel good about McCaffrey. And I'm not saying that because of his brother, but man, his dad was a hell of a player. His mom was a hell of an athlete. I mean, this guy's got the bloodlines. And, you know, you watch him play at Rice. He's a really good route runner. He catches everything. He's a great athlete. I mean, there's a lot to like about those guys. I think you could actually, hell, you could look in the fourth round too. Polk from Washington on my board, maybe a little higher. Rice, USC, you know. I just think there's going to be some guys that if Dallas takes one of these guys, it's not going to be like, oh, they just took a guy with traits. I think they're going to take a guy that's got some legitimate ability at wide receiver.
Yeah, and that's and I mean, look, this is the reason why it's so tough not to have a fourth round pick, though. This is another reason why it's tough not to have some of the stockpile of draft capital that you're hopefully going to have next year, for instance, with the comp picks you have coming your way. But it's because there are just so many things. No matter how you deploy these resources, even if they all hit, you still feel like you're short. You still feel like your roster's short. Yeah,
they have to. They're going to feel short. The one thing that the Cowboys also bank on, they might not spend money in free agency. Watch them spend money on UFAs, the UDFs, the undrafted free agents. Mm-hmm. Watch them spend, because those are guys that are on their board. There'll be some guys, they will sign, I guarantee you they'll sign three kids, maybe four kids, that are on their draft board, that went through the draft. That's the first area they attack. And they might not, they'll spend $50,000, $100,000 on a college free agent. You know,
yeah,
they're not afraid to do that, but
I mean, it's absolutely something that, you know, they've shown a willingness to there right. Every year, whenever we hear about, oh, this player, this was the undrafted free agent across the NFL who got one of the highest signing bonuses. Cowboys are usually involved in those Cowboys types of deals.
Every time they will not. Stephen Jones, Jerry, Will McClay, they believe in that second draft. They're like, okay, fine. We've got a budget of X amount of money. Let's go. And they will find a way to recruit kids, sign kids. They've got great rapport with the agents at this time. And what they do is they go right off their board. Like if they have a fifth, sixth, seventh round guy on their board, that's the first area they attack. And if they pick those guys off, then they go to priority free agents after that. Then they just go to the straight free agents. You know, they've got it broken down in tiers, and that's how they attack that thing. And they've had some success over the years of going out and getting guys, Patrick Creighton, you know, guys like that.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. And that'll be something else. Another way that they'll go.
Right. Patrick Creighton was an undrafted guy, right?
I believe Miles Austin was, for sure. Creighton was either seventh or undrafted. But, I mean, they've clearly hit on undrafted free agents over the years. Yeah. Romo, they hit on Terrence Steele. Bass, you hope, is one of those guys. So, I mean, they've definitely done it. So
yeah, here I named a guy I wasn't even sure. I'm sure someone's going to text me and say, oh, he was a drafted guy.
You're listening to the Love the Star podcast. It is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.